A very pleasant Tuesday morning to you. I'm Scott Hayes. It's now 7:20.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE AM, KVOE FM, 7:21, Tuesday morning, 6th of July, 2021. I'm Scott Hayes with Chuck Samples. Our newsmaker interview on this Tuesday is Ken Duft as we get ready to, well, Lyon County Fair, less than a month away, and a big day ahead of fair activities tomorrow. Ken, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. How are you and Chuck doing this morning?
I'm not going to speak for Chuck. I'm doing very well.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Good. Beautiful day outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. And I know it was announced earlier, I guess that was late last month, that the Lyon County Fair this year is going to be returning to more of a normal look. You guys have to be excited about that.
Very excited. We're ready. I think everybody in the community is ready. We want to get back to normal, and everybody else does too, I assume. So we want to get this going. I mean, we're trying here, so let's get it on.
There you go. I guess the unofficial start of the Lyon County Fair will be Thursday, July 29th with the Friends of 4-H picnic, but then you start having 4-H shows on Friday, July 30th, the dog, hand, pet, and cat shows, and you guys are off and running from that point. That first week is kind of 4-H based, and then the second week is, you know, a little more of the entertainment stuff as far as grandstand events and things like that. But you have a big day tomorrow. What is it? The pre-sale starts tomorrow for grandstand event tickets?
Correct. All the tickets go on sale tomorrow. You can buy them from any 4-H'er. They're $10 for adults or $2 for child, 12 and under, for the child. And you save $5 if you can get them between July the 7th through July the 27th. You save $5 a ticket on the adults. The child is still $2 even at the gate. But this way, if you buy them in advance, you won't have to stand in line. So get your tickets early. Save $5 a seat. They'll get you into the grandstand events. We got four of them this year. So we've got, of course, the Ranch Rodeo, which will be on August the 7th. And then on Tuesday, August the 8th.
August the 10th.
Tuesday, August the 10th, be the Buck Rumbling Roll and the Mutton Busting. And then August 13th is Thursday. We got the popular truck and tractor pull. And then Saturday, August the 14th, we got the always popular and demanding Demolition Derby.
There you go. And I know people are excited about having those some of those staple grandstand event back. Like you said, Buck Rumble and Roll on Tuesday, August 10th. The Truck and Tractor Pull, Friday, August 13th. The Demolition Derby, Saturday, August 14th. You mentioned the Ranch Rodeo on Saturday, August 7th. Of course, you also have the 4-H Rodeo on Wednesday, August 11th. Yeah, and the Antique Tractor Pull on Thursday, August 12th. Those are free gates far as free grandstand events, but those are still, especially that 4-H Rodeo, still gets pretty good attendance out there.
It does. It does. And this year we're just making it a free gate. So come out and enjoy the 4-H Rodeo. It won't cost you a thing to get in. We'll have, you know, all the kids competing. So, you know, it ought to be a fun time. So We want everybody. Of course, you got to remember, the carnival's running every night, August the 5th through the 14th, and it's wristbands every night for $25 a night. So come out and enjoy the carnival each and every night. So
good
we're
deal.
Doing something different this year on the Boyer Building, the commercial exhibits.
Yeah, please talk about that.
This year, the Boyer Building, along with the Anderson Building, they're both open August the 6th through the 9th, each night. Well, but on the commercial exhibits, if you go to the Boyer Building and visit each booth in the Boyer Building, where you can enter in a drawing. So we're going to have cards down there, and we're going to give away two $75 prizes each night on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then Monday night, I think we're going to, we'll be having one main drawing Monday night for $250.
Wow.
A grand prize drawing.
So they'll be able to register for those daily drawings and the grand prize drawing at each of the booths inside
Correct.
The Boyer Building each night that they're down there then?
Correct. Each night you visit, you can pick up a card and have each booth sign it and put it in the bin for the drawing, and then the grand prize drawing we'll do on Monday night.
There you go. That's a nice change. What prompted that, Ken?
Well, we're trying to get more commercial booths, and we're trying to get more activity in the Boyer Building. So, so that was the deal. We wanted to use that money try to draw more of a crowd down there to visit the commercial booths. So that just seemed like a way to try to get that done. So, and if you're interested in having a booth, for your products, just dial 342-5014. That's the fair office. And if nobody answers, just leave a message and we'll get you a contract and you can sign up. We are looking for more commercial booths. We'd like to fill the building up and we just like to have a good time. The more the merrier.
All right. Ken, when you look at last year and, the fact that you're able to have a fair despite all the adjustments and unfortunately a lot of the components having to come off the schedule, clearly you're pleased that you're able to do this, back to the more normal flow here this year. But maybe the question is, how relieved are you that you don't have to have a second full year of full-blown adjustments here for the fair this time around?
Very relieved. I mean, we do this, everything that we do is for community service. So, that's all the fair board members. We're all about community service. That's why we do it. We don't get paid for this. So with not having the fair, that really cut into us not being able to provide what we provide. It's a great relief to be able to get back to normal, to do what we enjoy doing, and, so we're glad. I mean, very glad. We want to get this done. It takes all of us to do it, and we've got good members, so we're ready to go. We're gearing up to it, and we're trying to get it done. We will. So let's make it happen.
There you go. Ken Duft, our newsmaker guest this morning on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Well, as mentioned, you're less than a month away. So what does the next several weeks look like as far as preparations? What's going to keep you guys busy here?
Going back through, making sure that we've got everything done. We're checking everything off right now each week, each day. And trying to make sure that we've got everything covered and we are done and ready to go. So we got a lot of work yet to do, and that's what we're trying to get done and make sure that we're there and ready to go.
You mentioned that the fair board is volunteers. It probably helps that The volunteers, many of the volunteers have been doing this for a number of years. So even with having sort of a year off last year without grandstand events and the carnival, you still have an experienced crew that ought to be able to kind of fall back into the schedule pretty easily this year.
Oh, yeah, we do. I mean, it's easier than it looks. I mean, we've all, a lot of them been around for a long time. So, you know, it's just old habits, I guess, just kick right back in. And it makes it a lot easier. So, you know, but we're getting there. We're almost there. So,
all right.
Can't wait.
Well, there you go. So, again, here are the grandstand events. So you have the Ranch Rodeo Saturday, August 7th, the Buck Rumble and Roll and the Mutton Busting on Tuesday, August 10th, the Truck and Tractor Pull Friday, August 13th, and the Demolition Derby Saturday, August 14th. So four big grandstand events and advanced grandstand event tickets go on sale, pre-sale tomorrow. Right, Ken?
That's right. That is right.
$10
ticket spot.
Yeah, $10 for adults. Otherwise, there'll be $15 at the gate, and youth tickets, 12 and under, $2. And that's the same whether you get those in advance or at the gate. But that $5 savings on adult tickets, especially if you have, you know, more than one kid over the age of 12 and you have the two parents, you're going to save quite a bit of money over the course of those four grandstand events, aren't you?
That is, yes. Very, very correct. Now, if you don't know a 4-H'er and you want to buy advanced tickets, you can call 342-5014 and we can sell you tickets or get you hooked up. You can also go online, but their website doesn't seem to be working quite right, but it's LyonCountyFairKS.org. I got a message out to see what's up with that, but you can normally buy fair tickets online also. But if you want to get a hold of a 4-H'er and you don't know a 4-H'er, you can call that 342-5014 and, or you can call me and, 343-5347 and we'll find you a 4-H'er. So.
All righty. Well, there you go. The, advanced ticket sales for grandstand events starts tomorrow. Get your grandstand event tickets in advance. Be ready for the Lyon County Fair, unofficially starting on Thursday, July 29th with the Friends of 4-H Picnic, the first 4-H show the following night with the dog, hand pet, and cat shows. And then we're off and running through the...
That's right. All the animals show up on the 5th, and the shows start on the 6th for all the 4-H shows, so... Come out and look around.
There you go. And wristband nights of the carnival every night starting Thursday, August 5th through Saturday, August 14th. Just $25. You can ride all night. That's always a lot of fun. So we invite everybody to make plans now for this year's Lyon County Fair. Back to as normal as possible. I know the one pandemic adjustment that is a holdover to this year is the 4-H premium livestock sale. You guys will be live streaming that again this year. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, we will. And that'll be on Monday, August the 9th. And yes, it will be live streamed again this year. We had a ton of people that like that, you know, that lives out of town. And so, or people that just can't make it. So we invite everybody out for that on the 4-H sale. So
there you go. All right, Ken, I appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you both.
All right, Ken Duft with the Lyon County Fair Board. They are excited and ready to go, Chuck. Lyon County Fair less than a month away. Pre-sale tickets for grandstand events start tomorrow.
And indeed, they should be pleased and relieved that everything is getting back to a more normal flow after COVID-19 last year. A couple of schedule announcements here. First off, the newsmaker segment for tomorrow involves Lyon County Deputy Danny Broyles as we discuss the return of Senior Patrol coming up here later this month. And also here later today, we do have our guest for the hashtag Vaxxed Normal update at 8:40 this morning. United Way Director Mickey Edwards will be our guest here at 8:40 here today on KVUE and KVUE.com. Still have Friday's Newsmaker segment open, so if you want that, call us at 342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com.
All right, our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 735 KVOE AM, KVOE FM. Hold on here tightly. We'll get to a check of the weather forecast next.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful process and you're probably putting it off, but you don't have to wait any longer. This is Mikey Smith from Clint Bowyer Autoplex in Emporia. We are your trusted, pressure-free vehicle purchasing experience. We are locally owned and our friendly, knowledgeable staff will greet you with a smile and get you in the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and budget. Plus, we will give you sweet Granada treat for the ride home. Clint Bowyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
The best junior disc golfers in the world are in Emporia for the PDGA Junior World Disc Golf Tournament. Help us welcome our visitors and have some fun at the PDGA Junior World Championship Block Party and Carnival. Bring the family down to the 900 block of Commercial Street on Friday, July 9th from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. for carnival games, food, a beer garden area, music, disc golf vendors, and more. For additional information, please contact your friends at Emporia Main Street or go to emporiamainstreet.com.
Jan Utek and Lacey Hamlin of Eck Real Estate know about the heart and soul of a home. They want to be the first to say, welcome home.